This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. The mind that rests in the Lord is at peace. That's how Johann Gerhard begins his Meditation 32 called True Peace of Soul. Here's Gerhard. The soul often seeks rest and peace in transitory and worldly things, but finds them not. And why? Because the soul is of far more worth than all created things. It cannot, therefore, find the rest and peace it seeks in these meaner objects. All things of earth are fleeting and transitory, but the soul is immortal. How then can it find peace in these? All these are of the earth, earthy, but our souls are of heavenly origin. How then could these satisfy its holy desires? In Christ alone it finds the peace it seeks. He only can satisfy and fully meet its immortal desires. Against the holy wrath of God, it quietly rests in the wounds of Christ the Savior. Against the accusations of Satan, in the almighty power of Christ. Against the terrors of the law, in the gospel of Christ. Against her accusing sins, in the precious blood of Christ, that speaketh better things in the presence of God than the blood of Abel. Against the fear of death, it reposes in joyful confidence in the intercession of Christ at the right hand of the Father above. And so faith finds rest in Christ. But our love also finds there its most blessed repose. If we set our hearts upon earthly things, we shall not have this true peace, because these earthly things themselves do not have it, nor can they possibly satisfy the longings of the soul, because they are finite, whilst our souls, made in the image of God, ardently long for that infinite good in whom all good things are. As then our faith ought to rely upon nothing in all the world but the merit of Christ alone, so also our love should be set upon no earthly object, not even upon ourselves. The love of self hinders the love of God, and we ought to prefer that love to all things else. Our soul is the bride of Christ. It ought then to cling to Him alone. Our soul is the temple of God, and hence it ought to be the dwelling place of God alone. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.